Hi class, after learning about the significance of quantitative techniques and its implication for human resource management, let's learn about the very important topic of HRM2, the last topic of the day, and that is recent trends and practices in human resource management. Well, human resource management is a supportive function basically for any organization. Any organization today is facing the lot of changes in the external environment. These changes are in the form of political changes, technological changes, because newer and newer technologies are coming, new laws are coming up because the customers are becoming aware of their rights. There are certain things in our constitution where certain laws were not formed based on that earlier, and because of the increase in legal aspects, because of the awareness and because of the things that are happening all over the world. So the laws that are there in foreign countries, which were not supposed to be applicable in our country, are gaining their insight because of the multinational companies. And when the question of the environmental pollution occurs because of the multinational companies, whether the laws applied in the local country are to be seen for that, or whether the laws applied in the original company in the foreign country whose branch is there in this particular country is to be taken into consideration. Then there are a lot of sociological changes occurring because of the new mass media, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, and newer social sites are coming into play, whereby people are connected with each other globally very easily. With information technology growing by leaps and bounds, at the click of the button, people can get all kinds of information, and the quality consciousness is increasing day by day. With Consumer Protection Act, it is easy for the consumers to file suit against the giant companies also and get the justice comparatively easily and earlier. With lot of changes occurring in the external environment in the form of social, political, legal, technical, and economical and ecological, lot of Environment Protection Act and environmental changes are occurring, and the rights of people in the form of the NGOs who are spread all over the world are taking these aspects of human rights and environmental rights in a way. All these changes are creating lot of requirements by the companies to fulfill to stay in this global environment competitive and to avoid certain legal hassles. They have to be very, very careful. With these changes that are occurring for the organization, well, human resource management cannot remain in silos, and even they have to change a lot because of these. So which is the requirement for changes in human resource management, and hence this topic of recent trends and practices in HRM. Well, the learning objectives are they have to understand the current business trends that are affecting human resource management. What are the trends in human resource management? What are the specific function-wise trends in human resource management? What are the HR technology trends that are changing day by day, leading to the newer and newer knowledge, newer and newer skills? So SAP-based HR, HRIS, these things were not known earlier, but cloud, all these things are spreading fast, and hence HR technology trends are very important in today's scenario. And one has to know all these trends and implicate them in the organization by the HR professionals. So implications of these various trends for the HR professionals, one should know. Let's see what are the various global trends which are reshaping the future of human resources. First is increasing globalization because of the information technology, because of the computerization, because of the easy transport from one part of the world to the other part of the world. It is so easy to travel, and every few minutes you have got flights going from one part of the other part of the country as well as other part of the world. And hence all these things are making the whole world as the global village, and what's happening in one part of the world immediately is known to the other part of the world, and it has got implication over there also. Well, in stock market we are seeing Sensex being increasing or decreasing based on the global market, based on the Dow's index, based on the various other indices in other countries also. So increasing globalization is really increasing day by day, and everything is real time, one can say, which is leading to the interdependence of the world economy on each other. Earlier days there was more of local markets one has to compete for, but in today's world all the parts of the world, traders, the organizations are interdependent on each other, and the whole world economy is interdependent in today's world, which leads to the always learning and updating the knowledge about the whole world's economy, the factors that affect the economy, the factors that affect the trends, the various external factors that are going to affect the functioning of the organization, and hence which will need highly competent people who are updated all the time. So even HR function are going to be affected by that, and that's the role of HR manager, to see to it that the HR of the organization remains always up to date and they are highly competent to face this kind of global scenario. Then comes ongoing explosion of technology in the form of mobile, social and cloud computing. Well, maybe 15-20 years back people were not having mobile at all. Then came pagers, then came mobiles gradually, where per minute people were paying 32 rupees and very few people were there in India who were having mobiles. Today I think we cannot think of the life in India without mobile. Even the vegetable vendors, the postman, the lowest possible person in India also, in the rural area also, is having mobile. It has become so cheap, it has become so user friendly that everybody is using mobile. And because of this, people are interconnected with each other in any part of the world, real time, one can say. And this is leading to the appointment of people from all over the world and attraction of the right kind of candidates for the right kind of job in various industries, where people can be contacted on mobile, their interviews can be taken on mobile initially, screening can be done, and then they can call for the second interview, and so on and so forth. Even social, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, the various mass media, the various ways in which people are interconnected are increasing day by day, and it's an explosion of technology which is ongoing and always improving, which has led to the changes in the HR also to a great extent, and the HR managers also has to be in line with these newer and newer technological aspects for their various functions in the organization. Cloud computing has led to a marvelous way in which the information can be saved. We need not have so much of hardwares in our company, and lot of saving of the money as well as the secrecy of the data can be maintained, and these things are going to help to a great extent for the interconnection of people, where we can have virtual organizations also easily functioning. So diverse multi-generational workforce is the present scenario. We can say that more and more younger generation are being appointed because they are techno savvy and they can learn the new techniques very easily. We can understand that when we give the mobile, when we are not able to have certain functions operated by us and we give it to our young child, he is very easily doing it because he is highly techno savvy. He has been using it from early childhood, these things, and he is interested in multifunctioning of these things easily because of the mass media that he is exposed to, as compared to our generation who were not exposed to this kind of mass media earlier, and computers were not there, mobiles were not there in our earlier days, say 15 to 20 years back also. So because of this, what's happening? We are having organizations having more and more young people and middle-aged people coming. But at the same time, due to the better healthcare facilities, better hygiene, better other sectors in the form of good sanitation, potable water, which is leading to less of the communicable diseases, and lot of awareness about health is leading to the people living for a higher and higher age. Earlier days people used to die by 55-60, and now they are living till the age of 80 easily. So what's happening? A person cannot retire at the age of 58 also, because he is going to still have 20 to 25 years more to work for, and hence we are having even after retirement people coming to work for, because of their expertise, because of their stability in the organization, they are invited by the organization to work for further, and because of the flexi hours which have been devised by the HR managers, even that's going to help us in having even the elderly people working for the organization part time, which is leading to a diverse kind of multi-generational workforce. So age group is right from young age to the elderly age. Sex, if we see, lot of females are highly educated in today's world, which was not there earlier, because girl child education was comparatively less known and less practiced. But with modern thinking, more and more girls are going for higher education, and because of the materialistic way in which we are living, and we want more and more physical luxuries for our day-to-day life, and the way the inflation is occurring, the property rates are going up, it's not possible only for the male member of the family to earn and have a good family life for having all the kinds of requirement for that family, which is leading to many females going in for workforce, and even there are laws regarding that there should be equal equity should be maintained for male and female, and it enhances the female force to work more and more in various companies. This is leading to diverse kind of people working as far as age is concerned and sex is concerned, right? Plus, because of the globalization that has occurred, and there are multinational companies, and because of the diversification of various companies in multiple countries, we are having diverse kind of workforce even for various racial people. People with various race are also working in the same department, which is leading to diverse multi-generational workforce. Now, all these people are having different kinds of attitudes, different kinds of culture, and even psychologically, they may be having differences, and their attitudes will be also different at times. So, it's a huge responsibility of the HR manager to manage this diverse multi-generational workforce in such a way that even though there is a lot of diversity, they should be still motivated to work for the organization to the best of their abilities. They should be learning the latest technologies as far as the knowledge, skills and attitudes are concerned. They should be progressing well and developing themselves so that the organization's strategic objectives can be achieved. Then comes change in the business focus due to changing social, political and regulatory environment. Lot of changes are occurring in the society. The expectation of society is changing day by day. People want the latest kind of things at the earliest. Whatever coming is coming best in any part of the world, people want that anywhere, everywhere. So naturally, it is the role of the management to see to it their employees are highly competent. They are accepting the change very easily, happily, and learning the latest technologies so that they can give the right kind of newer and newer products, improved products, innovative products, critical ideas, highly diverse kinds of things if required, so that they can give customer satisfaction. At the same time, political changes are occurring very fast. If the political party in one part of the world, say America, changes, it can have ramifications in other countries as well. And similarly, regulatory changes are occurring because of the multinational companies working in multiple countries. They have to see to it that the regulations, legalities required in one part of the world where they are strict, they should be followed even in the other part of the world, even though they are not strict for their people. Because ultimately, the management is safe. Similarly, political environment is changing day by day in their own country, which can affect the organizations to a large extent, because most of the organizations are having trade unions which may be affiliated to these political parties, and hence the way they function is going to vary from time to time. And the HR people, for congenial industrial relations, they have to be updated with, and they should have good liaison with the leaders of the various political parties so that they can maintain harmonious industry relations in their own organization. Well, let's now learn about some of the recent trends in practice of human resource management. Well, as we have seen, the various changes that are occurring, the higher expectations of the customers, the social changes, political changes that are occurring, which leads to highly competent employees required by an organization. So one should have highly talented people. So one should identify talented people for recruitment. One should hire them. But that's not enough. Unless they are given very good environment in the organization which motivates them, which develops them further, which rewards them in the right manner, then only they are going to stay with you. And you should have a good name as the image or the brand of the organization also is required for talented people to stay with you. And hence, not only talent identification and talented people's appointment is necessary, but now it is more of a talent management which has become a priority for the organization, for which the key role of HR managers comes into play in talent management. Now, as far as the HR technology is concerned, has become a highly significant thing for the organization, as they are playing a great role in strategic goals for the organization to be achieved. And strategic human resource management is the very prominent thing which is coming up in today's world. And since the technology is increasing day by day, changing day by day, it has got effect on the HR management as well. And hence, HR technology is becoming more significant for any organization. Today, we are thinking of more of team management and the value chain, and be connected with workforce through social collaborations, mobility and cloud technologies, so that with these technologies all the HR managers can be very much in the touch with all the employees, even though they may be working from home or even though they may be working away from the office. And that's how it is gaining more and more significance in today's world. HR analytics is gaining significance. Analytics is a kind of important data which is to be implemented, used for the right kind of manpower planning and strategic objectives achievement. Analytics is not much about numbers, but more about logic and reasoning. And it is different from analysis, which is equivalent to number crunching. Analytics use analysis, but they build on it to understand the why behind the figures and or to predict the decisions to be taken. The value being driven from HR analytics is becoming more and more prominent in the organization, is gaining strong understanding of big data. The HR decisions driven by hunch and intuition, which were taken earlier, is increasingly relying on data which has been backed by analytics. Analytics concept is relatively new, and experimentation in this field is accepted to grow manifold in the present scenario. And usage of analytics will range from developing talent strategies to various hypothetical scenarios, and HR metrics, if derived accurately from these analytics, will maximize the effectiveness of the tangible office assets, not only for the intangible assets of human resources, but also for the equipment, office space, working capital, technology, etc. So finally, they can redirect the money they spend today on the wrong employees initiative to more beneficial employee initiatives. It can lead to tangible outcomes that benefit shareholders, customers, as well as employees. Return on such investment via their impact on top and or bottom lines can be quantified, and HR departments can be held accountable for impacting the bottom line of the organization. And that's how the importance of HR will increase in the eyes of top management. The various HR analytic metrics can be in the form of workforce management, where contingent representation, demographic representation, time lost due to absences can be found out, the number of days absence, cost due to these absences, involuntary separations due to absenteeism, then planning and staffing by the HR people in the form of net hire ratio, cost per hire, cost per fill, cost per candidate, time to fill, so the lead time that is there, time to productivity, at what time the new employee becomes productive, and candidate satisfaction, decline rate, selection rate, hire versus projections, separations versus projections, etc. can be found out. And the new hire turnover will tell us about whether our selection process was right or not. Performance and development, readiness, performance rating distribution, development spend per employee, compensation, total pay, base, incentive, overtime spends, compa ratio distribution, etc. will tell the HR people what sort of compensation and benefits program they should have for the organization. Safety in the form of absenteeism, accidents, near misses, incidents, cost per accident, OSHA investigations, time lost due to accidents, etc. can be found out, and it will help us in improving the safety, improving the behavior-based safety of our employees, which in turn will lead to better attitudes towards safety of our employees and will lead to lot of benefits for the organization in the long run. As far as the diversity is becoming the business need, as multinationals are coming up, people are acquiring and merging with various organizations, with the multiple nationals coming to work for a company, and hence the HR will have to manage the diversified employees. However, it may not be that easy, but one has to take into consideration the culture of the diverse employees, their values, their attitudes, their expertise, and one should have the right kind of teams with diverse kind of employees so that one can have high creativity among them. They can bring the new perspective and innovation for various decisions to be taken, and problems can be solved in a better way. Then comes future leadership development, has become the key focus, because succession planning is very important in today's world. Otherwise, the whole business may just collapse. So one should have right kind of leadership development programs for the employees, whereby for every position that is likely to be vacant, when that leader is going to retire, or when that leader can be transferred to other department or to other country because of the diversification or because of the mergers and acquisition, one should have new leaders ready to take over and take the organization still further in their profitability and in their image in the world. One should have a business focus and enterprising workforce in demand, so that people are always focused to the business rather than as a whole, rather than their own department or own personal gains. And all the employees should be having enterprising kind of personality, so that they can think to take the business forward by leaps and bounds and increase the number of employees and grow the organizations in much better way, so that it is also going to help the society. Succession planning has become very, very essential in today's world. Well, since some of the administrative functions, initial screening of the new recruits, etc., are not that important in today's world for the HR people to do, because they are more involved in the strategic functioning of the organization, and hence some of the routine functions of administration, the attendance of the people, the retirement planning, etc., may be outsourced, so that they can get valuable time for the more core functions of HR. Increasing emphasis is there on building shared culture and values of all the people, so that even though you have got diverse workforce, one can have shared culture and values whereby they can be more useful to the organization. So strategic human resource planning is becoming even more significant in today's world, which involves building human resources development model for medium as well as long term and critically evaluating the various areas to be outsourced. So strategic HRP can be driven by HR cost consideration, speed to market, resilience to respond to change, and bandwidth of management. We'll be right back.